ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth.
Bells will be ringing. Oh yeah, baby, we are back. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, any celebration you're up to, these holidays. Hope you got everything you wanted, everything you asked for. This is the Be Cool Podcast. We are back. I think this is episode number 20. 20 straight weeks. We're rocking on a new mic, a nice Yeti. Unbelievable. I mean, just plug and play this little system. Hopefully you can hear the crystal sounds going on. We're just living a dream right now. What the fuck was that? I swear I just heard an ice cream truck going by. The ghetto bird helicopters are flying above. We got nothing growing in here. We're not worried about it. No methamphetamines. No pills and potions. Anyway, a new year coming, less than a week away. I hope everyone enjoyed the family time. They're back on the grind again today. Maybe you get the extended weekend. Nice little 3-day weekend coming up. Maybe you got the 4-day weekend, 5-day weekend. Who knows what you're doing? Some people are blessed in those manners. I want to say a special shout out. Happy birthday to Jessica. Jesse, the mayor of Williston. Hope you have a great, great birthday, my friend. I'm probably not going to see you now because, you know, you try to scam me. Now you're not going to, you know, show up some for barbecue. But whatever, whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out this weekend. Sunday fun day. Whew. It's getting close, baby. It's getting real close. Got a little booze swap on the 28th. Going to be sober. Trying to be sober tonight, but I got to go get some barbecue. Do a little thrifting. See if there's any special items these little crackheads are selling out there. Maybe swipe in a couple guest t-shirts. Who knows? Maybe a new pair of Jordans? A little dead stock? A little Travis Scott's? Who knows that's out there? We're going to find out that today. But first, we got to get this podcast in. And, you know, before we get to it, we got complaints about the ad at the end of last podcast. The sponsors are sending in emails, calling up our accountants. Saying, why is it at the end of that? Why is it at the end of the podcast? Well, I got news for you. I'll put that ad wherever I damn well please. But since we're going to start about ads, a little break for our sponsors early. This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs. All right, welcome back. 2.5 minutes in, we got the ad for you. Hope you're happy. Merry Christmas to the Gorillas. There's some technical things they got to work out. The accountants are struggling to figure this situation out. So, you know, by the end of the week, hopefully they'll be taken care of. And we don't have to worry about that any further. But I had a great Christmas. It's always a great time of year for me because the blessings are beautiful. Being with friends and family, spending those times, laughing, eating. Presents are meaning the most least part of it that I care about. But you know what? We got big time, big cool hiccups. We got a hiccup right there. Be Cool Podcast hookups. This microphone is beautiful. Just looking at this little son of a bitch right now. He's looking at me. I feel like Larry King right now. Thanks to the king, the queen, compound style. You know, two big bottles of Big Barn Red. Still sipping on the Don Julio 1942 from the birthday. We're just blessed here. Be Cool Podcast. We're blessed. Hope you all are blessed. Send your tidings. All love. At Reese45MC, Twitter, Instagram. We're testing out this mic. Hopefully, when you guys hear this, I want to hear, give me some responses. If ladies and gentlemen, if you like the sound, if this new sound, can you tell the difference? Let me know. It sounds crystal clear to me. I did a little test run. Mic check. 1-2-1-2. Blues Clues. Celtics second place in the Eastern Conference right now. They're cooking. Gordon Hayward's back. Cantor's playing double-double time. You know, Rob Williams is out. Romeo Langford's playing some games. Carson Edwards watching on the bench. Taco Fall got into a game last week. Great to see. Clippers game last night, beating up on the Lakers. LeBron couldn't handle it. Best team in LA, the Clippers, no doubt about it. Golden State's bottom of the barrel. That's in the Bay, though. San Francisco now. But great basketball all around. Jaylen Brown's playing great. Tats, unbelievable game last. I mean, had an unbelievable week for Tats. Player of the week, maybe, in the Eastern Conference. Jaylen Brown's just been playing unbelievable this year. Has to be an all-star. I got to pause real quick here. Back at it. Little blow the nose. It's still lingering. But you know what? No wakey-bakey today. Just had a nice breakfast. A little ham and eggs sandwich. Little sit. Bills lose to the Pats last Saturday. Rough game. Should have beat those little cheaters. They got Spygate 2.0 going on. We'll see what happens with the NFL. But, you know, nothing will come of that until after the season. Next year. Who knows? You know how these stories go. They finally find out. It's like a documentary. It's like Oak Island, watching Oak Island. They can never figure the fucking thing out. They're digging up the whole goddamn island. They can't find one piece of gold. But they're spending millions of dollars a year on that stupid shit. I'm done with it. No episode this week because it was on Christmas Day. Or Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I was up till 3 in the morning. Whole bottle of Big Barn Red down. Drinking on some Don Julio. Couple Bud Lights. Playing Spoons. Not musically, but the game Spoons. Great game. What you do is, cards are involved with it. As many people you have one spoon less than the people. So, whoever doesn't grab a spoon is eliminated. The way the game's played is, person starts with a deck of cards in front of them. Everyone's dealt four cards each. And you're trying to get four of a kind. So four fours, four threes, you know, blah, 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 blah. Once someone gets the four of a kind, they go and grab for a spoon. Once one person goes for the spoon, everyone else got to grab that spoon. Person who's ended up with no spoon, kicked off the island, Big Brother style. Great game. Gets more aggressive, you know, once the spoons are dwindling. Once it's down to four people, there's only three spoons on the table. It gets crazy, crazy. So, once you deal the cards, you got four cards. The person who dealt has the stack in front of them. They start going through the cards one by one, and you pass it to your left, pass it to your left. So, some people a little slow, you're going to see stacks of cards in front of them because they can't get to them in time. You got to be quicker. You got to think on your feet. There's different strategies to use. It's a great game to play. You need a nice big island to play this. Or a nice table that you don't mind people spilling, jumping across, scratching. You know, a nice marble granite table is, you know, the easiest way to go. But injuries can occur. Haven't seen them. Well, I probably have seen them, but I haven't remembered because once the spoons get involved, the liquor starts flowing. Little Kings Cup action. Nice Christmas. Great Christmas Eve. You know how it is. Compound style. So, Bills lose. We still clinched our wild card spot. We were hoping to beat the Pats so we could have had that bye week in the playoffs. But we're just going to have to fight. We still got Dontown, touchdown Johnny Brown, and Josh Allen. Hard Knocks. Cole Beasley. Hauschka. Kicking those fucking footballs right through the uprights. And, you know, we're cooking here. Defensive player of the year on the Bills. Come on now. This is what we do. Congratulations to Drew Brees. Passing Peyton Manning, the sheriff. Big-headed sheriff. Just unbelievable basketball. Football. It's been a great, great winter for sports for me. Fantasy-wise, not the best, but congratulations to all those who won their Super Bowls last week, or this week has their Super Bowl. Some leagues go 17 weeks. It's very interesting. Some people are going to get screwed because Lamar Jackson's not playing, but what are you going to do? I'm not in it. Too bad for you. Your rules, got to live with that. So, waiting for the Bills. Got one more game. Watch that this weekend. But best thing that happened this week, Star Wars comes out. The final chapter of the Skywalker series, legacy, whatever they want to say. Disney's putting their little fingers on it, making that money. Star Wars comes out. Get to watch it on the cam. VHS style, beta. Little Arabic writing on it. You know what's going on. Got it. They probably had it a few hours earlier. Half a day. Maybe a day. Santa's running around with the reindeer. Speaking of reindeer, last night, get home. Reindeer all around 8 Mile, just hopping through the snow, hopping through the bushes, hiding in the trees, looking at us with those beady eyes. It's Christmas Day in 8 Mile, the reindeer running around. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great sign. But Santa's, right, Star Wars comes out. You know, he's floating around, dropping the presents off, getting those first million done. Star Wars drops. I get to watch it that day, the day of. Great movie, I thought. You got to think about it, man. These are movies for kids to watch. They're not for 50-year-olds and 35-year-olds to be pointing their fingers and saying this was that. Nah, nah. Like, people didn't like Jar Jar Binks. Listen, Misa Jar Jar says, listen, enjoy the movie. It's a fantasy sci-fi. That's what it's supposed to be, okay? If you want to see acting, if you want to see nostalgia, go watch Uncut Gems. We'll get to that. Go watch The Irishman on Netflix. You got to remember what you're sitting down to watch, okay? It's for the kids, some popcorn, little Juju Fruits, little Sour Patch Kids. It's them, for them to have a little fun, not for you to poke and prod, you know? Come on, man. Just relax, enjoy it, soak it in. I cried 5 times during that movie. Though, I can tell you this, I was alive when the first movie came out. So this is the difference here, okay? So I have that nostalgia. I don't have to go searching for it. I am the new hope. I am the return of the Jedi. You know what I'm saying? The Rise of Skywalker. Great. Just a great film. I mean, there was unbelievable action scenes. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm shedding tears. They bring that Palpatine back. Listen, spoiler alert, I don't do all that. I'm not going to tell you there's a spoiler coming. If you listen to the podcast, you know anything's possible. Anything's possible! A little Kevin Garnett for you. Celtics victory 2008. Beating up on those dirty little Lakers. Should have had another championship in 2010, but you know what it is. What it is. Sometimes you get screwed. Perk goes down. Speaking of Perk, great job during the Dallas game in Dallas. The announcing was Scalabrine, and I think A'Rod Blakely was there at that game doing that. Terrible guy. If we can get Perk and Scal going at it, they got some great lines, great lines. If you don't listen to the Celtics local broadcast, I can't do anything for you. You'd have to know it. Any local broadcast is going to be a little biased. You know, you listen to Tommy. Everything's a foul, but the bourbon, once you have 5 bourbons in that coffee cup, there's no mistaking what's going on here. Speaking of bourbon, getting excited here. In a few hours, I'm going to be chewing on some burnt ends down on Shelburne Road. That little Smokies. Had to get some water in there. Just great water. Nice little Poland Springs, you know. Don't trust that tap water. You got tap water. Don't trust that tap water. A lot of lead out there. Got to be careful. Like I said, Star Wars, great. Like I said, cried 5 times. I counted them. I had to hold back. I've watched the movie 3 times already, just so I, you know, didn't miss anything. It's something you got to bring the kids to watch if they're into Star Wars. If they don't like Star Wars, don't take them to see Star Wars. If you like Star Wars, watch the movie. Go ahead and watch it. I would say go to the theater to watch it, because the quality on the back door is not up to par yet. The sound's okay. You can listen to it with some nice headphones in. This fucking nose still siphoning. Hold on. All right, we're back. All good in the hood. It's just, you can't get over this. Goddamn, it's just too early. Dry. It's that dry heat. I gotta get a little liquid in my nose. You know, a little water. A little water. See if we can't do that here. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Just splashed myself in the eye with the rest of this juice, but what are you gonna do? We're gonna get back at it. There's a beautiful sunshine coming through the blinds right now. Sunshine through the diamonds. Uncut Gems. Adam Sandler movie. Kevin Garnett's in it. See a little segue? I wasn't even setting this up. Kevin Garnett's in the movie. Prime role. Gets this crazy diamond from some mine. He's a jeweler. A little Jewish jeweler. That's a tongue twister for you if you're not ready for it. In New York. Does some, got a gambling problem. Likes to bet big on the horses. Basketball games. Big basketball fan. Kevin Garnett comes in. He's got this gem he shows KG because he wants to, you know, get some money off of him. He tells him it's worth $1 million. It's going to be auctioned off at a nice little auctioneer in New York City later that week. Well, the Celtics, it's set in 2012 when the Celtics are playing against the Sixers in the playoffs. Philadelphia, not too far from New York, so you can make that trip. You know, well, it takes about 3 hours or so, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. I don't know. Can't really tell you. Never lived in New York City to drive to Philly, but they're close. They're all confined in that little area. So anyway, KG falls in love with this gem. It's an uncut gem. Now it's still got rock and stuff around it, but you can see it's like the universe is in there. Beginning of the universe. KG fall in love with it. He feel the power. So he trades his 2008 ring for it. Because the guy KG wants to take the ring. He feels the power. He wants it for the game. He goes, has a great game. Guy makes a bet on the game because he knows KG has the power. And the story takes off from there. One of the best acting jobs I've seen Adam Sandler do. He's not really a good actor to me. He's more of a comedian. A little shy if you ever seen him in interviews. But this is a little more dramatic role for him. And it really took it over the top. I think there's a few more movies he's done lately that are more, drama based. But I haven't watched them because, like I said, not the best actor. But you got to give a guy a chance once in a while, you know. Or a woman a chance. It all depends. So I suggest watching that game. That one's at theaters also. There are places you can watch it for free, but that's your business. I'm not going to tell you what to do, and I don't want your internet provider to be sending you any kind of letters with idle threats laid by the wayside. Haven't been able to hear any new music, but the Nick Cannon saga continues. He's dropping more diss tracks about Eminem. I don't know what he's doing. You might want to stay off of that. But they could be just setting something up, like I said last week. Could be a setup. I don't get into all Nick. Listen, Nick Cannon never been an entertainer to me. You know, I'm happy he wears his little Zoltar hat from the movie Big. Zoltan? Is that an Adam Sandler movie? Oh, shit, man. Fucking Zoltan. But anyway, we're not going to get uncut, stuck within this gem, but we do have a little party going on this weekend. I do have some food to provide for it. Chili dogs. Some pulled pork for the people. Just giving back. Giving back to society. I got a nice, nice piece of memorabilia to be wearing for this party. I was going to wear my Donald Trump ugly sweater, but you know what? I'm going to wear a unugly sweater. Pure as the driven snow. This one is a one of one piece, commissioned piece. And shout out to the Born Sinner 24, my Fortnite partner, my brother from another mother, thy grace, my Lord and Savior, the number 24 UMass pitcher, and the best bartender at Grazer's, located in Williston, Vermont. Hell of a driver, too, on the golf course. A lot of talent. But anyway, my Secret Santa came through superbly, and that's what Secret Santa should be all about. Knowing your victim and, you know, completing the deal, finishing off the process, because it's all about the end results. You know, once you get the name, you got to finish it off. So, you know these people. You're very well versed, and it shouldn't be too tough of a process. And I think everyone, you know, did a great job this year. And I mean, just unbelievable blessing. I'm sitting in front of a beautiful mic, nice studio mic. Hope you all enjoy the new sound. Hope your ears are a little more perked up, jacked to the tits. I'm just excited, man. A lot of big things coming this year. 2020 is right around the corner. All the cards have to be, you know, reworked, reprinted. Got to get those, you know, 2024, 2025 debit cards in. The cards, you know, got to get that new plastic. Got to get the chip, the little chip in it. The 2K League didn't work out. Got the email last week. Unfortunately, you haven't made it to the next step. And I knew I wasn't going to, just like any year. I don't know how to be a cheese ball. I don't know how to scam my way into this pool of players. But this league will fold quicker than it will last. And that's just reality, because it's just not entertaining. No one's playing the game anyway. It's not entertaining. At least Fortnite. 14 days of free stuff. 2K, they just put out content where you have to pay for more. Have 10 days of free, something free, from some free swag. How about a backpack, some shoes, socks? Can't even get a headband out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You play one of these games, you barely make 1,000 VC. You can't even buy anything for less than 1,000 VC. You understand what I'm saying? Shoes cost 10,000 VC. You got to play 10 games just to get a pair of shoes, for Christ's sakes? How greedy do you got to be? That kind of shit just pisses me off. I just got to let that be known. I can't wait to see more of the loves of my life throughout this next few days, this next week leading up to the new year. And then once the new year hits, man, I got to... Big painting job. Big painting job. Doing a whole house. Then I got some house sitting gigs. Then February 13th, we got the Lakers. Oh, nice try. Celtics versus the Clippers versus Celtics in Boston at the Garden. Staying right across the bridge in Cambridge. Gonna have some nice pizza. A pizza. Get some food. Have some drinks. Kick back and relax. Drink a lot of Trulies at the game. Hopefully see some Hopefully see some nice poontang out there. Nice little dance of death. That's what I love about New York, Boston, New Orleans, Miami. Haven't been out to L.A. yet. Wanted to go to L.A. Like to go down the East Coast to go to Florida to stay at the other compound. But I'll tell you this. Bora Bora would work out even better. And everyone who knows about Bora Bora, what that little hint means, you know what I'm saying. Nice clear water, little ceviche, a lot of umbrella drinks. I like to get tan. I'll wear a hammock if I have to. Sausage hammock. Like a bratwurst style. Not like those little breakfast lot sausages. I need a bratwurst style hammock. So that's at rest too. So we're talking about the, I love being in the cities because of the eclectic view that my eyes get to wander and pan through. There's nothing more dissatisfying to when I go to normal places in the town that I live in the state that I live in, because there's, I mean, it's just pasty white. And it's not that I dislike the crackers. It's just that I see it too much. You understand? That's why I like to wear black shirts, red shirts, green shirts. I don't usually have too much white unless I have my cutoff. Or I only have like two cutoffs that are white. Because I'm already white. I don't need more white shit to deal with. Because you wear white socks, they get dirty. You know, not every place, every floor you step on is clean. That's why you got to bring house shoes with you. That's just a little bonus tip. If you know you're going to be somewhere for a little bit and you want to, you know, be comfortable, bring little house shoes with you that are clean. Don't bring the house shoes you do walk outside with. Because those aren't house shoes anymore. Those are just shoes, okay? You need house shoes, little nice little slippers. Wear some socks, slippers. It's not faux pas to do that. That's white people talk. Listen, everybody who's not a cracker wears sandals with socks. You don't have to wear it out in public, but it's fine to do so, okay? Just let me tell you, some Gucci flip-flops and some socks are not going to hurt you. And if you step your sock game up, you don't even have to worry about that. Just be comfortable out there, folks, you know? Don't let people point and then get embarrassed and blah, blah, blah. Okay? As long as you're living your life, your best life, like the kids like to say, just do what you gotta do. Just do what you gotta do. I mean, I'm enjoying mine. So, I'm just taking a little bit from my end of the pool, trying to give you some floaties, to see if you like to go down the little lazy river also. And I mean, that would be a nice little treat this summer. I like to go down the little river floating around. Someone else can be hooked up to the you know, the cooler, so I can just reach in, get a nice, man, what would I like? What kind of drink would be the best floating around on the river? I'd like some, just drink mojitos. Like if you get two big jugs, like, what's the biggest ones you get? Those like Ocean Spray big ass bottles, right? I think you could get a nice mixture that you could mix other mojito, you know, like the half and you gotta have them some mix, and then you gotta have another with the alcohol separate, because you can't, if you leave that together for too long, some things are, you know, not gonna taste proper. That's, I could just tell you that. You definitely gonna need some ice, and that, see, that doesn't work out well, because, I mean, the ice is buoyant, but I think it would melt too quick, so maybe not, but maybe if Truly gets their head out of their ass with these lemonade-flavored ones, which aren't that bad if you like a little sweetness, but we gotta get a nice mojito flavor. Let's go that route that, I want to say probably Smirnoff took, or that, oh man, was that some Captain Ocean, no, some other one, oh man, I can't remember the name of the company. Oh, you know what would be really good? Those Arnold Palmer half and halves, spiked to the tits, spiked to the tits, Jimmy. What would you like? Tell me, send me a little tweet, folks, let me know. Post on Instagram, at Reese45MC, put me in the, tag me in it. Your favorite drink you think would be good on a nice little lazy river. maybe not just floating in a dirty river, but on a lazy river that was, you know, at the, maybe you're out in Vegas and they have a little lazy river going around the town. You know, who knows what's going on out there? I've never been to Vegas. That's another place I'd like to. Boys trip. How about that? A nice little boys trip just for the boys. I don't like gambling like that. The only gambling I do is 25 cents a day on playing basketball. Daily fantasy on DraftKings. That ain't gambling. You know, I'm not going to the slots, wasting away $40 here, $40 there, just so I can, you know, see the things blink and the lights, you know, shimmer in my eyes. I don't got, that doesn't excite me. Not, I don't play the Mega Bucks, Powerball, don't do all that. I guess, you know, what's a dollar, is it like once a week they do that, and maybe twice a week? Couldn't tell you. Not really concerned. I guess when they have like a $500 million Powerball, you might as well put some money in it, you know, a little investment in yourself. But listen, don't expect it. Don't expect it. Some of those tickets, people don't even know they won. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's debauchery. That's why they have, you know, helplines for gamblers. And, you know, some people have been, you know, come up missing because of their debts. And that's not where you want to be living your life. Definitely not the best life on the run. That's an uncut gem style. Guys, you know, he's doing a loan, he's selling a ring, selling a watch just to pay for the other debt, and now he's getting into more debt, yada, yada, yada. These guys bouncing around trying to, you know, fill the pockets of somebody else. Meanwhile, he's stuck in last place. And, you know, you try to get out of that place as much as better, as much as possible. I want to say to everyone I haven't spoken to, who I haven't seen in a while, I hope you had a great holiday. I hope I get to see you in 2020. The beginning, like I said, the beginning of my 2020 is going to be very busy. Going to be finishing off that Don Julio. Eventually, I mean, there's still probably a third of that bottle left, which some people will be having a taste of that. No, don't get your, you know, don't get upset about it. Everything will be fine. You'll have a little taste. And, you know, we're going to move on. That's and hopefully, with the 2020 comes even more opportunities for the podcast here. I know I'll tell you right now, I have a great idea. And I will have this podcast. And this possibly will be the first interview. Is I have a good friend, two good friends. One that I've known since I moved to South Burlington in third grade. We played basketball together at the local park for years, all the way through high school. We played after high school, certain little gyms, the YMCA, shit like that, little pickup games somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Big Dog, who was a DJ at Me Yard for, I don't know, 15 years, 19 years, at Nectar's, doing reggae Sunday nights for years. One of the best DJs I've ever seen. DJed all over. He's known the hip-hop scene, not just around the world, but locally. Because to get anywhere, you have to get locally first, and he knows all these cats. So he's going to be that one guest of the, I'm going to interview them both at the same time because I think it would be a great contrast, and I'm sure they know each other. Haven't even spoken to him about it, but I know I'll get it done. Second person, my brother from another mother. He's lived here. He's from New York. LES. Alphabet City. I've known his family since 2001. He now is a host of a show on, oh shit, I'm going to fuck this up. On the radio in Burlington now. We got my man Peanut, who's known all of Vermont hip-hop for years. since I started making music, he's been out here. And sorry, I gotta get a little action going here for you. Don't worry about it. Just a quick little type. I hope you hear what I'm saying. He's made beats. He's helped artists get on. He's hosted shows. This thing is working ultra slow. My man P. Alimony. Happy holidays to you. Hope you're doing great. Haven't seen the family in a while. He's fucking me right now. I'm just trying to get this information here. Uno momento here. Hold on. This thing is just going crazy. All right, so Peanut hosts on 99.3 WBTV, part of the Pacifica network, hosts a hip-hop show on that channel, and he's had that, I think, maybe 2 years now total. He's helped break artists. When I say break, is that's when you get artists' music out there on the radio, you know, DJing, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, he's made beats. He's worked in from Rutland down to White River Junction, New Hampshire, all the way in Burlington where he resides. Family man. Wonderful kids. He's helped artists. He's known them all. You know, we're going to talk about local music. Because it's not just hip-hop and R&B out here. I mean, because we are in the country, really. There's a lot of that. And they all know what's good. They know the history. And I think it would be a great conversation as me, just an artist, who's known most of these cats. You know, was good friends with both of them. And from there, they're both different views because, like I said, Big Dog, he's a DJ, a purist. He's known hip-hop since day one. He knows R&B since day one. We used to play NBA Live against each other. You know, when we were kids, all the way up. And Alimony, Peanut. I've known him since 2000. He's been in these streets. He knows these people. He knows the players in the game. And he'd be a nice business side of the game. To have a nice three minds meeting for a good conversation. And I think it would be dynamite to have that. A nice, over an hour conversation. You know, being able to have those blunts burning. Little drink champ style. Having a little sip or whatever. And then, you know, it's not just going to be talking hip-hop or local music, you know, because we all the same. We all kick it in those same ways. We love basketball. We love talking shit. We love debates. And that's, you know, that just comes from, you know, the character. You know, how we move out here. So I will let them know. If you know them, let them know that I know them. And they'll know. They'll know what's up. Hopefully they've heard about the podcast. I haven't blasted this on Facebook at all. So, you know, that's a little what's up. But I think that would be a perfect beginning for interviews because, like I said, I know them well. I know they can yap and they're professional and they know how to get down. And I think their views and their takes on what they've seen throughout their moves through the game that, you know, would be interesting for the audience, the Be Cool audience, to, you know, get a different aspect, not just for me, because, you know, sometimes y'all motherfuckers think that, you know, maybe think that I'm talking slick, that, you know, that this shit ain't real out here, but, you know, it's happening, you know? Maybe you don't know, maybe you can't see it, maybe you can't understand it, because you never lived it. So you gotta, you know, you gotta be out here hearing multiple people talk about the truth on these, on some of these matters. So I think that'd be a great little beginning to the interview process. You know, I'd be comfortable. They'd be comfortable. And I think it would be a great opportunity for them to tell their story, because they deserve it. I mean, you got to big up the people that, you know, have done this shit for a minute out here locally. And if you don't do that, you're missing the opportunities, because sometimes this lifestyle can take you down a path of no return, and sometimes it's beyond your control. But you know, that's the way of the roads. You know, there's nothing more you could say about that. We all know what the fairy tale ending is. You know, it's not always just peaches and cream. But I'll let them know. I gotta get a hold of them probably before the new year to let them know my ideas, and we can get that done. I think there'll be a great one to maybe get somebody to come in and do some video of it, so we could have it on the YouTube page. You know, we could talk about some local artists, you know, have some conversations about, you know, a multitude of different ideas. So I think that would be a great way to start, like I said. So I'm going to finish this one off, because I need to shower, get ready. Got to get this uploaded before I leave. And I want to say, unbelievable life that I live, because the people around me are so generous, so loving, so caring. And, you know, it's like sometimes you walk on this earth and you don't think you deserve certain things, and you don't expect certain things. And when those expectations are, you know, fulfilled mile and mile past the marker that you set, it makes you break, it almost makes you break down in joy with tears. And you got to hold those. Sometimes you got to hold that strength, that emotional strength, because it will not crumble you, because, you know, it's all about joy. It's about love. But at the end of the day, you want to create that for yourself, you know. And sometimes the path that we take, we're not allowed to do that, or we are hindering ourselves in certain ways. So we got to, you know, get up on our bootstraps and pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and, you know, get back on that pirate ship and start setting sail for the next destination. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Don't return the gifts, you know, embrace what you got. People are trying to love you. If you got gift cards, go spend that money. Make the economy work. No politics this week. I like that. I'm not going to talk about it until they, you know, start stringing people up on the apple orchard. So get prepared for the new year. It's coming quicker than you think. I don't even know what day it is. I mean, I don't know what day New Year's Eve is, but we will talk to you around that time. It'll either be 2020 or 2019 when the next episode hits. I want to say again, thank you so much for the mic, my brother. Thank you for everyone, for all their time, their patience. This is the Be Cool podcast. Show much love. Don't be scared out there. Keep running, baby. Keep on running. Keep on running against the wind. And remember, be cool, motherfuckers.